The Ghana Grains Council is calling for promulgation of a law to back the selling of grains. The business development and outreach manager of the council, Richard Jani, and other contributors to our current affairs program focus noted that this will make all actors along the value chain, including farmers, benefit from their efforts.
The old law on weight and measures, which is a 1975 law, have to be passed now by policymakers and all actors in the value chain. So we held this policy and advocates, and we came out with some research, and we're saying that, look, market forces determine prices. Like, government agency and stakeholders don't determine prices. A situational scenario, there are about three or four farmers. Everybody is farming an acre of land. What goes through farm A is different from what goes through farm B, as well as farm C. Across the value chain, all of us need to be involved. We should make sure that we are setting standard and we are conforming to the standards. When the farmer does the right thing, the aggregator does the right thing, ends at the processes doing the right thing, and we consuming, we also pay a fee to consume the right product. I feel everybody have a stake in it. Government himself has to make sure that policies are laid down rightly in favor of all stakeholders within the value chain.
Richard Jani is Business Development and Outreach Manager of Ghana Grains Council. Contributing via telephone, a farmer from Ijra, Martha Bruckner, said using standardized measurements is helping to improve production and lives of farmers.
It has increased our production. It's also helping us to buy the improved variety. Because we were using the big size, we thought that the great people were telling us we're in through because we're not getting it. So we were still stuck to the old seed maize that we knew, thinking that that's what would give us more yield. But now that we are using the size 4 sacks, we've realized that, no, we go in for the improved seed. We see that our production has increased. And then when it's increased, it means it brings a lot of money into your pocket. And then it helps you to take care of your kids and family. Initially, even the market women were having problems with that. They have also realized that it's also good because you also buy a few stocks. They charge you and then you are okay with it.
A bulk buyer, Nana Yao Ebebio, says much as standardized measurements in buying grains is a good idea, there's a need to, as he put it, tread slowly.
For me, it will be very difficult to force scale wheat. But then you find a lot of farmers. Somebody is in a hinterland, let's say a Chichinkura, a Faludo or something. That person has never seen any scale before. So it's very difficult for the person to actually scale maybe his maize or his beans and say, maybe I'm selling it to you. I think it will be a gradual process, but it will take some time because of illiterate, because a lot of people have their business which are registered informally. And all that they know is, I'll finish farming. I have like 100 bags. Maybe a bag is 150, a bag is 200. If he gets a buyer, will buy all. He doesn't think about scaling on. But if gradually the person formalizes a business, he knows that before, let's say, premium food buy maize for me, maybe they will take it in 50 kg.
The country director of Farm Radio International, Ben Fiafor, spoke about the role of radio stations in sensitizing people to the idea of using weighing scales.
There was a lot of discussion on radio to allow different voices. So Farm Radio International's role was to train the radio station, bring the right people to discuss it, and then also make sure that the program is taken to different levels for actions. At the end of the day, there was a consensus, and then the farmers, market women, the district assembly agreed on what exactly they want to do in terms of measuring their maize. We are in collaboration currently with the GBC station in Sunyain. Very soon, we will be doing other programs in relation to, we call it the radio marketplace, that will be looking at using the radio as a platform to ensure that some of these challenges and bottlenecks are overcome.